Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing.
All I wanted to do today, welcome back, Grant Nanny on the Fan, Toby in for GP, was talk about James Wood, Mackenzie Gore in the All-Star game, James Wood last night, and then retiring my favorite player's jersey. Nope, sorry. It's been Terry today, and it'll be Terry the rest of the day. That's what we're doing. 800-636-1067. Take it where you want, but the question of the moment, 1 to 100, level of concern. Where are you at? 1 to 100. Now that you've heard from Terry McLaurin, let's go to Elijah, DC. What are your thoughts, bud?
What's up, Elijah?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
I'm not very concerned. The thing that is kind of interesting to me is like, what is the need versus the want factor? I think us as the fans, we have a strong need, and I would like the organization to have the same need and not put Terry into the want factor. But I've been playing with this idea of what if we are moving with a different offensive philosophy. I'm not going to, you know, drag it out because this is, you know, hypothetically. What if we're looking at a San Francisco and Baltimore look as it relates to the offensive line play? Think of the two tackles that we just brought in. I've been really trying to look back. I'm like, okay, well, why? Mm-hmm. What is the other alternative? Okay, so what if they say we're going to run a two tight end set and we're going to start utilizing the underneath game because that's where the NFL is going anyway. I personally would be paying Terry McLaurin because he presents for me a clutch factor that I couldn't find. And in moments during games, we would kind of look around like we need a spark or we need something. Even with five, even what we had, we still needed things. That Cincinnati game, you can't erase that Cincinnati game, that ball, that pylon.
Oh,
that
Elijah,
that
so many of those. I appreciate the phone call, bud. I didn't mean to cut you off. A lot of folks on hold. The Cincinnati game, the first Philadelphia game,
yes,
where they won. They're down big.
In the playoffs.
Go to Detroit, where Detroit has marched down, taking the lead, all the momentum. First play, McLaurin screen, house call. Yes, totally. 100%. Let's go to Larry, D.C. What are your thoughts, bud?
I think I'm right along where you was because I'm used to it. And being in business, you know, you negotiate a contract. But I have one comment and one question for you guys. We do always say that whether it's Josh Allen or top quarterbacks, they need weapons. And we do understand that Terry McLaurin has our number one weapon. But, you know, guys like Randy Moss has been traded. So let's not act like, you know, it's the end all, be all. Or what have you. But my question to you is a little bit what the guy said earlier. We have to, do we recognize as a fan base and as the media that this is Adam Peters' first adversity, first contract?
Yes.
First.
Totally. There, thank you. Sorry. Tough to hear you, everything you're saying. It's saying is, do we recognize this is the first, I don't know what the exact right term is, Tobes, but the first crossroads, the first fork in the road, the first major potentially inflammatory decision. The biggest decision was drafting Jaden Daniels second overall. Home run on that. Thank you for doing that. I love you so much, Adam Peters. But this is now kind of one of those where you could piss a lot of people off here.
This is also the first window into figuring out how he's going to deal with contract negotiations, because there haven't been big-time contract negotiations.
Right.
So I think you're seeing that this team, which is, by the way, something that you've seen happen in San Francisco, you've seen happen in New England, where sometimes they move off guys a year too early, where they're going to play a little bit of hardball. And I think you're seeing that that might be the philosophy here. And I think a lot of fans generally have become used to, frankly, this team not really mattering in terms of being good and signing guys that they can help win. So you just pay your dude, right? When Terry McLaurin comes up, it's pay your dude. But it's an interesting spot now where you have to think about how you're building this long term. And so Adam Peters playing hardball, I think, does make some sense, because you're trying to set this thing up so that you're not just good for a year, not just good for 2 years, but this thing is good for the entirety of Jaden Daniels' career. But I think because of where he, what he means to this organization, I think that you've got to get this one done.
Zach, Richmond, concern level, where you at?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
My concern level before this situation was probably like a 50, because I wanted Terry to get signed. Right now, it's about a 99, and it's not just because of his contract. It's three things, reason why. One is because draft picks, ex-receivers, number one receivers, usually get picked, great ones, get picked in the first round. I don't see us picking out a first-round wide receiver this year because we got to fix our defensive end. If we lose Terry, then we have to pick a wide receiver, and then we can't, you know, fix our defensive end. Secondly, is because you can't have an all-pro and then tell him he doesn't get paid all-pro money. That sends a bad sign to your organization and your locker room. And then thirdly, DK Metcalf had 992 receiving yards last year and 5 touchdowns. You can't say DK Metcalf, because he's younger, is able to get $33 million, but Terry, who is all-pro, can't get that money because he's 30. When DK Metcalf's last all-pro was in 2020, and what I've heard today is, well, you're supposed to get paid for what you are supposed to do. Well, DK Metcalf has not made or has not produced all-pro money, and he's getting it. So I just feel like if we don't, you know, solidify Terry and lock him down, it doesn't help our team in the future, because we haven't realized four of our first-round draft picks of the Ron Rivera era aren't on our team.
Yeah, they don't play here anymore. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate you. So, yeah, the Metcalf comparison, I think, is a good one. I mean, again, it's similar numbers over 3 years. I think fewer receptions for Metcalf, but a little bit of injury there. Missed a couple of games, in and out of some games. But basically, a little over 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns. That's the average over the last 3 seasons. What does that sound like? Terry McLaurin. Pretty similar numbers. And my point would be, if I'm the team, the same way if I was a team, minus the whole collusion thing that happened with Deshaun Watson. But once somebody signs a contract that's out of whack, I don't go, that's the new precedent. I go, well, that's a little out of whack. They're desperate. I wouldn't have done that. So, right? If it's a point of comparison.
But you view DK's as a little bit out of whack? Because I can understand that, but it's also not like he got the highest paid. Like, Deshaun's was the highest paid, and it didn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah, so that was out of whack's not the right term for Metcalf. That was a little bit more desperation.
Sure.
Right? Where the trade happened, you have to do it to consummate the trade. You got to pay a little bit more. The leverage play here is, if you were a free agent, totally free, and we're bidding against everybody else, we'd have to go win the bidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little different than having you under contract already, and again, under our control. If we want to pull that lever, we'd rather not, but we can, of, again, the franchise tag. So it's I understand the comparison, right? If you're like,
well,
dude,
okay, so
I'm as good or better than Metcalf. I've run the more versatile route tree. This is a deep threat who's had 66 catches each of the last couple of years. I'm more important to you. They just traded him away. Come on, just do that.
Does it change with yesterday's contract? Garrett Wilson, darn near the same contract? 4 years, 130?
It's a very fair question. Again, he's a lot younger. He's on year 3 of his rookie deal in his mid-20s?
Well, and again, this is where you're going to have to haggle a little bit. Both sides are going to have to give a little bit because Garrett Wilson, and you're going to look at that contract. Say that's the negotiation, right, where you start with that sort of term. The team's going to go, yeah, Garrett Wilson, great player, but a lot younger. And Terry's going to go, okay, first of all, the stuff that we talked about earlier today, what he said in his press conference, I'm 30 years old, but I really didn't play that much at Ohio State. And I've been incredibly productive. By the way, production matches Garrett Wilson. I think the big holdup here is years and age. Like, seriously, it has to be that because the injury history is not there, right? That the production has been there to get paid because whether people want to accept it or not, $30 million is the going rate, right? Whether we're talking 30, 35, like, those are things we can get to. But, like, he's going to get 30. Whether it's from this team or another, he's going to get 30. The question is, are you willing to pay a 30-year-old receiver? Are you willing to go out there and give him the 4-year contract if that's what he's asking for? I think those are the holdups right there.
So, again, when you do the comps game, you can come up with a couple of good ones for everybody. If he goes DK Metcalf, I'll go, okay, DJ Moore. Younger, more catches, more yards than you by a lot over the last 2 years. Getting 27 and change.
When did he sign his contract?
I think it was last year.
Okay.
So, but again, that's a fair part of it, too, is when it happened. But there are data points everywhere, right, in terms of markets. And I understand how all this works. But, you know, A.J. Brown signed his in 2024. He's at 32. When Jalen Waddle signed his before last year, some of those numbers make sense. Nico Collins signed in 24 as a 25-year-old, making way less than you're probably talking about getting.
Yeah.
My point is the data points game go in every direction. And I understand how the latest works when signings happen, right? Like, no one should make more money than Pat Mahomes, as far as I'm concerned. But people do. And a lot of people are going to.
We were just talking about this earlier with Derek Stingley got the highest paid contract with $30 million. You know what Sauce Gardner signed for today? 30.1.
I'm sure that's not related.
Right? I mean, that's how the market works. And I know for some people that's frustrating and it's annoying, but that's the reality of where they're at. He's going to get somewhere in that 30 range, and I just think this team needs him. And it's not even necessarily
I'm sure of that, yeah.
It's not even necessarily fully about what he's been in terms of a model citizen and stuff. That plays into it. And I generally would think that while that stuff is important, it can't dictate whether you sign a guy or not. Like, if we're going model citizen, guy that's a cornerstone, then Bobby Wagner should still be in Seattle, right? Like, those sorts of things don't always play out exactly how they should. But they need this guy on the football field because you're building something. This is kind of your win now window. I can't let my top receiver out the door.
Let's go to Ethan, I believe is the name. Sorry if I got that wrong. In Annapolis. Ethan, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Just real quick. Listen, according to Terry, he's a top receiver, and he's not coming off his numbers. Okay, well, and then the second part is the dark days he mentioned when things sucked and they were bad. Well, guess what? He still got a 3-year, $69 million contract during those dark days, recognized for what he did. And at the end of the day, for me, I have zero concern because guess what? We better just get ready to run the ball. Cliff Kingsbury better get real creative with the offense and use Ben Sinnott and the kid we drafted for Virginia Tech and Luke McCaffrey and whatever gem is out there because he's not a $33 to $35 million a year player. He's going to get all of that $69 million he signed for 3 years ago plus whatever he's going to get in the future. I mean, what I want to ask Terry is, as much as I like the guy, do you want a tissue? You know, seriously, with that wine? I mean, I'm on the team side. I'm sorry. It's just, you can't pay everybody. This team was beyond talent deficient because of Ron Rivera when this regime took over last year. And he's not a game-changing receiver. He's a great receiver, really good, but he's not elite. And if he's not going to come off his numbers, according to him, you've got to move on.
Appreciate you, dude.
My question would be, who are they paying? That's the issue I have here. Yeah. Like we talked about earlier, if this were a Cincinnati situation where Trey Hendrickson is asking for money, and you've paid T. Higgins, you've paid Joe Burrow, you've paid Ja'Marr Chase, you're looking around saying, how do we make this work? And then you have to get real interested with how they're going to be able to put the rest of the roster around. You've got the rookie quarterback. That's the most valuable thing in professional sports right now, is a rookie quarterback that is a stud on a rookie contract. If this were 5 years from now and Jaden Daniels were getting paid the bag and everything else, this is a totally different conversation. We're not there yet. Now's not the time to be very careful on how you spend your money. Now is the time to be extra aggressive. And by the way, this isn't if he signs a 3-year deal. If he signs a 4-year deal, this is going to affect it a little bit. But this isn't the time where you sign a guy and it's going to affect Jaden, because you have to be careful about how that is in 3 and 4 years. But right now, you could sign a Terry contract if it's a 3-year deal and it's off the books by the time Jaden gets his big contract. And I disagree that he's not a game-changing receiver. It wasn't game-changing when he caught that ball on a screen pass in Detroit and took it to the house. That's not game-changing. Him going for 3 touchdowns in 3 games in the playoffs wasn't game-changing. He's going for 1,000 almost every year. We can argue about whether he's a top 10 receiver or not. I think he is. If you're telling me he's not top 15 in the league, what the heck are you watching? That's game-changing to me. I don't know where this idea that Terry's not an elite receiver comes from.
Let's go to Abdul in Montgomery County. What's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Abdul? Hey, guys. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, obviously Terry's done a lot for the organization, you know, been through it all. You know, he got paid. It's cool. I think he's a great, great wide receiver. Obviously, we want to see him get paid. We want to see him moving forward with the organization, but I kind of just been thinking about it today. Where would you rank Terry, say top 5 out of all the wide receivers coming out of Washington? Like, where would you guys rank him in that for everything he's done and maybe what he could do? Where would you rank him?
That's awesome. Like Washington franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's that's probably a discussion maybe for tomorrow at some point, but they're honoring Art Monk. We learned that today, newsworthy.
Yeah, Art Monk's number one, by the way.
So that's pretty interesting. When you look at some of the guys during different times where no one was throwing it, and you look at Taylor, and you look at Larry Brown, and a number of other guys that really did some stuff. Garrett Clark as a deep threat. So McLaurin is on his way to that Ring of Honor type stuff. In fact, you know,
he's already there.
If he puts one more year together as 8 seasons here in Washington, he'll end up in the top 3 or 4 pretty much every category for a wideout. So maybe he's already there, but you could be talking about the guy that finishes number one, honestly. I mean, Monk was so different than everyone else. And again, this is all I wanted to talk about today was my hero.
He'd
Monk.
Have to win a Super Bowl to pass Monk in my mind.
Yeah, which I think is a conversation, but Monk retired as the number one leading receiver in the history of the league.
Yes.
Nobody did what he did, right? Like, it's different now where you go, hey, caught 100 balls. He caught 100 balls and the next guy was catching 75.
Yes.
That would be like catching 150 balls now, right? He did things that nobody was doing. Consecutive games with the catch, all the records, and again, ending with 940, just flew past Steve Largent. Unbelievable. So I don't know if you could put Terry ahead of him. Not now, certainly, but eventually you could, as maybe a different kind of a player. A little bit less volume, a little bit more production from it. But again, that's an interesting conversation. Here's where I want to move the convo, though. So I'm going to give you a take that I bet you is probably not that popular.
Uh-oh.
This might be one of them hot takes, right? One of them heated takes where it's on the stove. You think, I can touch it and go, ow. Ah. Okay. No, it's a little cold water. It's fine. It's not that hot, but it burned me a little bit. About what happened today. It involves Terry McLaurin. I'll give that to you next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not a contract expert. I don't know what, you know, whether it's 3 years, 4 years, how much money is guaranteed in year three or year four, for that matter, if it goes that far. Like, all I can tell you is he took a screen and took it to the house in Detroit in the playoff game. He took a slant 60 yards against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. He looks fine to me. I'll put it down. It doesn't look like he's slowing down any. Nobody could catch him from behind in a playoff game on the road, you know, in back-to-back weeks. So he looked pretty good to me.
That was David Aldridge on with us. Grant Nanny here on the Fan. Tobes in for GP. Give you a chance to win some government mule tickets. Show is in October. We'll do that at the end of this radio program. This one here. Today. Welcome back, 106.7 The Fan. So we'll get your reactions, 800-636-1067. I promised you guys a bit of a Scalder trophy take, a bit of a hot one. And here it is. No one will hear the caveat. No one will hear the preface, Tobes. They'll just go right to the angry part. I love Terry McLaurin. Huge Terry McLaurin fan. I like the football player. I like the person. He came on with us for a whole season. Conscientious, up front, on time, every time. Answered everything that he possibly could, relentlessly positive, great teammate, great everything. Excellent in the community, wonderful dude. Okay? That's the end of that paragraph. Here's the next paragraph. I don't like that he did this. I don't like it. Don't do that. Can you imagine for 1 second if a member of the organization did this? Can you imagine this going in the opposite direction? Can you imagine the fallout, the turmoil, the same old blank, same old Redskins, same old bleep, same old WFT, same old Commanders, whatever, that you would hear? People would lose faith and confidence in Adam Peters. And yet, he's got everybody down to the palm of his hand because he's Terry McLaurin. It's, yeah, pay that guy. Not, I care about the football team more than I care about this person. If Terry McLaurin, God forbid, slipped on a banana peel and like Mario Kart and couldn't play this year, you're tuning in Sunday. You're watching the team. You're rooting for the team. When he's long gone, he doesn't play for the team anymore. The team, the football team. This is a leverage move. This is the same as the mayor standing up going, Friday the 15th, today, by the way, we were going to talk about that. We can't. Friday the 15th is the deadline. We're going to lose the stadium. No, you're not. It's a leverage play. You're trying to apply pressure. I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate being told that the only way your family is going to survive is with an above market deal because of the deposits here. You've made tens of millions. I don't appreciate the idea that you're being disrespected. I don't agree with that. I don't think you are being disrespected. I think you keep saying you get that it's a business, then get that it's a business. The other side can't say anything. When the other side can't quote unquote defend itself or say anything, it's not very classy. to start standing up there talking about you, me, me, this is what I've done, this is how great I am, you know I'm working out. I'm with my wife in Italy, and man, oh man, was I working out a lot. I work out. I care. I try hard. A, I know you do. B, love you for it. But C, let other people say that. Let everybody else talk about that. We know when you start doing that, it's the Instagram workout video school of working out. You can work out, but you get the clout when you do it and you're Chase Young and you're pulling the tire, when you're pushing over the obstacle, when you're lifting the heavy thing and you tell people it's about that grind, then grind and shut up. That's what grind is. Grind is when nobody's watching. You don't tell me about it, you do it. Now, nobody questions, and nobody should question, his work ethic, his effort, his energy, his show up, his stick-to-itiveness, the tenacity. I want my kids to grow up to be like that guy, and I mean that 100%. That's what I'm trying to instill on a daily basis. For example, my oldest son today has soccer practice in this miserable heat. He probably don't want to do it. And I'm trying to explain to him, hey man, if you'd like to get to where you want to go, these are the things you have to do. When it's not sexy, it's not a tournament, it's not a fun little, a showcase game or at your close field with your buddies. This is a grind. This is when it happens, right? I want him to be like Terry McLaurin. This, to me, is a thinly veiled attempt to rally some public opinion, get a couple pitchforks out, get a couple torches out, and have people yell and scream and bang on the door for the team to hurry up and get this done. And I don't appreciate it. If you think that you deserve to be paid more, you've got mechanisms for that. This is one of them. That's all this was to me. And I don't blame somebody for trying to get as much as they can. I don't blame somebody for trying to pay you as little as they can. That's going to happen to you, to me, to everybody listening, unless you own your own thing. And even still, you got to decide how much you're going to pay yourself at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily begrudge the process part of it. I just don't love this. This is one of those things that's, I would say it's out of character. And again, I still love the guy. Doesn't change my view of him. I don't happen to care for this. I don't like this. Your thoughts?
I don't necessarily agree with everything that you're saying, but it was a little bit odd for me that this would come out the way that it did. And for Terry to, because by the way, it's not as if Terry was just out somewhere and everybody ambushed him. You know, it's not like Terry was just at a random, like, steakhouse in Ashburn. It's not like he was at Top Golf in Ashburn and then, you know, a bunch of reporters showed up. Like, this was let people know he's going to be at Eastern Motors for a commercial shoot and then let's talk afterwards. It was a little bit odd to me that it was set up like that. The message that he had, I kind of thought that he was just going to do the usual. I mean, we'd planned a show, understanding, okay, this is probably a big nothing. Terry's going to...
We'll have a couple clips.
Yeah, you know, Terry's going to say a couple things. He's going to talk about playing with Jaden, how cool last year was. He hopes the contract gets done, and he doesn't want to get into specifics, but, you know, he's hoping to be back with the team before training camp. Typical nothing, right? Like, that you're going to hear from a guy in the middle of a contract negotiation. This clearly was a setup by him and his agent to go out there and get some empathy, right? Like, when you see commercials on television, they're going to show you stuff that draws empathy, right? Stuff that puts you on their side, whether it's, you know, like SPCA commercials, right? They're going to show the dogs and the different stuff, right? To get you on their side. Not to say that's where Terry's at. He's not desperate or anything. He's going to be okay. To your point about, like, you can miss me with the fact that, like, I need extra money. Like, you'll be okay. You know what? Like, you've made enough. Like, I'm not worried about that aspect. But this is a clear, the fan base loves this guy. We're going to put him out there in front. He's going to sound disappointed, which I think he genuinely is. Like, I don't think he was out there acting, right? Like, aside from the commercial shoot, I didn't think he suddenly was like, you know what, I'm going to go win an Academy Award or something for this. But I think this was a clear play to maybe try to force a little leverage a week out from training camp.
Yeah, and that's kind of my thing. I don't mean to cut you off, Tobes, but that's where I am now in my life. I can't, whatever that is, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't get over it.
I understand that.
So, like, I can't, for example, Grant and I differ on this. We talk about this all the time. Actually, we don't talk about it all the time. Whenever it comes up, we talk about it.
All the time?
I suppose it's all the time. I can't watch the Oscars. I can't watch award shows where multimillionaires who take private planes everywhere and have professional dog walkers and assistants to their assistants and can't do their own laundry, will lecture me about something. Nope. Nope. Can't have it. I can't deal with it. I get too mad. Even if I think they're right, by the way, I can't hear you look down on me, the common peasant who fills your coffers because you entertain me and the CGI was awesome in your movie, right? I can't do it. I can't have what I see as an ulterior motive and not go, nope, I see it. And again, I understand what's happening, but I also can't, you can't go on my leg and tell me it's raining. See what I'm saying? Like, that's sort of where I'm at. And when I see it, I get a little bit miffed, a little bit put out. And again, I still love Terry. I want Terry to play here. I want this thing done, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
It's the weird part about professional sports where he says he feels disrespected, yet he's probably going to get $30 million, right? And it's the weird spot where we, as fans, as people that are never going to be in that spot, I don't think can understand their mindset. Because, and look, maybe we're in the right here, saying like, dude, really? But for them, they're looking at it saying, I want to be the highest paid because that to me shows that you respect my ability. Not the $35 million, which I think should show you, right? Like, if you gave me $25 million, I would think that you respect my ability pretty well, right? But to them, he's like, I've put out these numbers, now show me accordingly. It's not necessarily that he's frustrated because he's not being offered the full amount. It's more so, I feel like I've earned this ability. I feel like I've earned this money and this respect to be in the top five, whatever it may be, and I'm not getting the respect. Whether you agree with that or not, that's his mindset. Mm-hmm. And that's where he gets the answers that he's saying today of, I feel a little bit disappointed, frustrated, feel like there's a little bit of lack of respect, those sorts of things. If you can empathize with it, great. If you can't, then it kind of missed the mark.
Right. I mean, to me, the best point he has is there's been no contact for a month. That's a good point. That's one of those where I go, okay, yeah. If we're fencing and I strike a couple shots, I don't know how fencing works. I don't know what it's called. If I score a couple sabers on you, okay. He got me on that one.
Yeah.
They haven't so that's a valuable data point. If you want me on your side, you can tell me about that. You can tell me that you're frustrated it's gone this long. What have you done about that, by the way? How far have you compromised? Have you given in at all? Have you countered? Have you contacted anybody? Phones work two ways. What's your agent doing? I know what your agent's done. Reached out to multiple people to carry your water for you. Talk about how far apart you guys are on negotiations and how frustrated you are. Again, he's doing what he's supposed to do to try to earn you as much money as possible. But again, you can't go, I'm so frustrated about this situation. What exactly have you done about that situation? What have you done so far? And there wasn't much of that. It's, to me, I don't want to say it's out of character.
No, it definitely was.
But it kind of feels like that.
It 100% was. Because generally, you get a guy that is very, very quiet. Like, when things were going bad on the football field, the worst you ever got was a quote that people tried to throw around as if it was inflammatory when it wasn't, when he jokingly
when
said,
he ran cardio.
I've been doing cardio. That's the worst you've ever gotten out of him. So for this to be the first time we're like, I think you would say it's out of character. 100%.
So you heard my take. I think it's pretty hot, to be honest with you, because I don't think anybody else feels like I do. And I think that's welcome. 800-636-1067. Again, I still love Terry. I still want this done.
Why do you hate Terry?
Exactly. That's how it's going to come off. That's how, when people write this up, that's what it's going to be. I want the football thrown to Terry 130 times this year. I want a huge target share. I want Ford Progress. I want another 1,100 yards, 7-8 touchdowns. Book it. That's my guy. I did not like this today. 800-636-1067.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like, obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated.
Terry McLaurin earlier on today to the assembled media at an Eastern Motors commercial shoot. Took a break from shooting the commercial and spoke to you guys. 800-636-1067 is the number. Still got a chance to win government mule tickets. We'll do that at the end of the program around 625 or so today. So I've offered my scalding hot take, I would say.
That is you, that hate again, you hate Terry?
I love Terry McLaurin.
Oh, okay.
I want him here. I want the contract signed. I want everybody to you know, leave maybe a little bit disgruntled because you never leave a negotiation happy. But I don't like that he did this today, and that's where I'm at. I've said my piece. What do you guys say? Let's go to Rex in Annapolis. What's up, man? You're on the fan.
What's up, Rex?
Danny, I am 1,000% with you. You took every word out of my soul. That's the first thing I want to say. You were on target, too. Let Adam Peters cook. He's already established Super Bowl attending team as well as playoff team. Let him cook. I don't like the fact that this was done in this way, in this manner. I'm not sure how this can be recovered moving forward with management. I understand players are going to look out for players, but how do you recover from those words that were spoken? And this was total, I think the agent totally set this up, but I think Terry took the wrong route today, and it took a little bit of kudos from me.
Rex, thank you, buddy. Now, it gets resolved when the deadline comes, contract is in front of you, and you realize you'll lose service time, and it's not going to work unless you actually come and play football and the whole nine yards. It gets done with money and term and the deal. So I don't think this is irrevocable by any stretch.
Can I say a little pet peeve I have real quick? This has happened with the Nationals, too. Adam Peters didn't build a team in San Francisco. He helped build a team, but he was the assistant general manager. He wasn't the general manager. It's the same stuff that we're hearing. Well, Mike DiBartolo was really the one that did the Juan Soto deal. No, he didn't. Yes, he did groundwork on it. He doesn't get credit for that, like full credit. Mike Rizzo was the general manager. That stuff irks me a little bit. He hasn't done, like, yes, he deserves credit. He hasn't built a Super Bowl team yet. That was John Lynch's doing with the help of Adam Peters. Let's not get ahead of ourselves and pretend like Adam Peters was the mastermind of everything in San Francisco.
Benjamin, Fort Washington, your thoughts?
What's up, Danny, man? How you doing, man? How y'all doing? What's up, Toby? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Taking my call, man.
You got it, buddy.
This just feels, Danny, let me just say I'm 100% with you, man. I agree with everything you're saying. I love Terry. He is my favorite wide receiver. But this felt like the old scans, man. It's so scripted. I mean, it felt weird. I mean, the media was present. This guy was there shooting a commercial. He's actually at work, right? So why are we there talking salaries at Eastern Motors? I mean, it's just crazy work here, Danny. It just felt like the old scans, man. It didn't sit right with me, man.
Appreciate
you.
I just
wanted to say that.
No, I smell what you're cooking. I mean, again, this is something that he wanted to do.
Clearly.
It's from his camp. People, you know, media was told, this is where I'm going to be and I'm going to talk. It wasn't in Ashburn. Wasn't at the facility. Obviously couldn't be because of the contract deal. But this is something that he wanted to get out there. And it's not my favorite thing that he's done. I'll say it that way. Bob, Alexandria. What's up, man? You're on The Fan.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
So, I mean, I think this gets resolved one of two ways, right? And I don't think you're going to like it, but either he's going to be the top paid wide receiver in football in terms of average annual value, right? Or they trade him. You know, they're clearly very far apart, but the wide receiver market's inflating so much faster than every other position. He is a top five player. He has all the leverage, so he's probably going to break the Justin Jefferson contract. So that's where I'm at.
Thank you, buddy. So he's not getting what Ja'Marr Chase got.
No.
40. I don't think he gets to Jefferson either. And I don't even know if he's asking. Again, we don't know what he's asking for.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that we've heard reports that he's at least not asking for Chase, right? Like, I don't know if it's above Jefferson. From what early reports said, he wasn't trying to set the market. So I would assume it's somewhere in that 33, 34. We don't know for sure. But yeah, if he's getting up into the 40, then yeah, maybe this is a different conversation. But I don't think he's going there.
Scott, Silver Spring. What's up, man? You're on The Fan. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Danny, I agree totally with about 99% of what you said. And I'm more concerned now because one of the first things Adam Peters said coming into the offseason was a priority was getting them signed. That's drug on, and it didn't happen. But Terry coming out today, doing what he did, that was so unlike him. I have to, like you said, I have to believe that was his agent. One thing I want to talk about is everybody saying, well, he should be paid for what he's done. No, that's not how it works. He's already been paid for what he's done. Good teams pay players for what they think are going to be that year or whatever, how many years they sign them for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. And I believe the people to this point that we have in place are competent. It's no longer, we didn't have somebody come out and you didn't hear a leak, somebody blasting Terry after
exactly.
He made his comments. Everything's under, you know, control on our side. I want Terry here. I love Terry. I hope they find a way to work it out, but it was either Bill Walsh or George Seifert that said that, like, we're not paying somebody for what they let Montana go. I mean, come on, man. This is it, like Terry said it a million. He was so repetitive in his comments today, and it was kind of annoying. I love Terry, but he said a million times it's a business. Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah, so, and that's what business looks like. I appreciate the phone call. JB Waldorf, what's up, man? You're on The Fan.
What's up, JB?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on, fellas? And excuse me for my ignorance if I messed this up. But I don't know if there was other people asking him questions. I only heard JP Finley's part of the question.
No, there were definitely other people.
Sarah, yeah, few assembled media, yeah.
Okay, so from what I heard, the JP Finley part of it, he asked him what was his frustration level of it. And I think that's where the disconnect is coming in at. Like, he just answered the question that was asked of him. And like, people are now, I've seen all these people, people at my job, people at all these places. They used to be a big Terry fan. Now all of a sudden, now that he wants money, oh, get rid of him. We can get somebody else. Toby, what you said earlier about Deebo Samuel is on point.
Mm.
They are going to make him the guy. That's why they put him on a 1-year deal, some cheap stuff. And if this didn't work out with Terry, they're going to give him the money. That's what this is all setting up for.
JB, appreciate you, dude. So the folks where you work turning on him. I'm not there. I don't mean to make that impression. Again, I try to qualify what I said. So to say, well, he's just answering questions, I think there's an important distinction here. This isn't a post-game press conference that's required media. This isn't one of those at your locker where you're, you know, just it's pro forma. You got to do the thing or you got to go to the podium and address the media at some point. Okay. This is a press conference basically that he called.
Correct.
He let people know, hey, come to Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit, and ask me some questions about my deal. I'm going to speak on it. And so the idea that it's just, well, I just answer a question. Well, sure. He's not just answering a question. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between...
No, he set this up.
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted to get his message out.
Yeah, standing at the podium and going, well, I can't really talk about that, versus I'm frustrated, I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm disappointed. At who? The team. This is a leverage attempt. This 100%. Is a public pressure attempt. And again, you're allowed to do that. This doesn't violate any rule. I don't want a suspension. I'm not, like, saying screw him. No. Nowhere near any of that.
And even to your point, I mean, I think I might be the most foremost Terry guy at this station. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I didn't love what he did today.
Mm.
So even being the guy that is most in his corner, I'm like, would I have gone about it differently? Probably a little bit. So I don't think you're alone in this thinking that maybe this wasn't your best approach. Now, do they maybe just feel like this is the card that they have to play? Maybe it is worse than we're thinking. And this was their trump card. This was the final thing. This is them going all in and saying, well, this is our last thing that we can do. I hope it's not that point, but maybe that's what they viewed it as. I don't know.
So I've kind of offered my take here. Again, I love Terry, want this done, but I did not like today. A lot of people have, and again, it's totally fair. It's what was intended. Have, what are we going to call it? The pom-poms out. They're super excited. They're pumped up. They're on Terry's side against the big bad team who's made their little Terry upset. To me, I'm kind of going, we should have done that. That's where I'm at. I thought I would be catching a little more Eric Flack, but I know some of you guys are out there. Somebody drops off 800-636-1067. Remember, your chance to win government mule tickets at the end of the show today, but your call's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.